Good Monday. Today is December the 16th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, Ohio pig farmers are applauding the Ohio legislators for passing a feral swine bill and now urging the governor to sign it into law. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Ohio pig farmers are applauding Ohio legislators for passing a feral swine bill, and they now urge the governor to sign the bill into law. In another unanimous bipartisan vote, the Ohio Senate passed HB 503, known as the Feral Swine Bill, 31-0 this week, and this marks another milestone towards protecting Ohio agriculture against the massive disease and economic threat posed by non-native feral swine entering the state. This comes after the Ohio House voted 89-0 last June to do the same, meaning the legislation now only needs the governor's signature to become effective. Now, on behalf of Ohio's pig farmers, landowners, and many others in agriculture, we're very pleased with this historic bipartisan vote by both houses as we now await Governor DeWine's signature as the final act needed to allow this much-needed legislation to become law. That, according to Cheryl Day, Executive Vice President of the Ohio Pork Council, we want to thank the timeless efforts of our bill sponsors, Representative Don Jones and Representative Bob Peterson, along with Senator Tim Schaefer. They all worked hard to help us get this bill passed so that our state's farmers have more protection against costly foreign animal diseases. The nonpartisan board support we've seen only underscores the clear need to sign this legislation into law immediately. She said. Now, beyond the risk of animal disease, Day points to the immense damage that non-native feral swine bring to Ohio's land, crops, soil, and water, which she says alone justifies the governor's signature of HB 503. She points to the USDA estimates that attribute $2.5 billion of damage each year caused by wild pigs to the ag sector alone. Earlier this year, Ohio Veterinary Medical Association Executive Director Christopher Henney said in a written testimony that feral swine may carry at least 30 viral and bacterial diseases and nearly 40 parasites. By outlawing the hunting and importation of feral swine into the state, Ohio will continue to be a national leader in the agricultural and animal health industries, Henney said. This bill is a significant step in the right direction for Ohio, and the OVMA is proud to support these efforts. Other groups that have supported this legislation during its time in both state house chambers would include the Ohio Farm Bureau, Ohio Dairy Producers Association, Ohio Cattlemen's Association, Ohio Soybean Association, the Ohio Sheep Improvement Association, Ohio Poultry Association, Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, and the Ohio Forestry Association. Now, as one of the main voices of the Democrats who have supported the feral swine legislation, Representative Juanita Brent said the bill will help us keep bringing home the bacon because it's proactive, not reactive for the state of Ohio. We're trying to make sure that we are setting the right standards as an agricultural state. Day added that we are now at a momentous point of bringing greater protection to our state's livestock and crop producers, so we simply ask the governor to take the final step to make it a reality and give our farm families the extra protection they deserve. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, many of the nation's crop producers may be in for another spell of low prices and narrow margins. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
According to USDA's new farm income forecast, when producers close the books on the 2024 production year compared to 2023,
farmers will generally receive lower prices for their crop commodities, but higher prices for their animal and animal product commodities.
But leaving overall U.S. net cash farm income down from last year. This from the head of USDA's Economic Research Service, Spiro Stefano. He told us,
net cash farm income is forecast to be at $158.8 billion in 2024. This is a 1.1% decline from 2023.
This decline coming in spite of an 8.4% increase in cash receipts for animal and animal products and a projected 1.7% decline in farm production expenses. Those were not quite enough, though, to fully counter the sizable declines in prices for most crops. Stefano says cash receipts are expected for crops down pretty much across the board.
Corn is forecast to drop nearly 23%, soybeans just over 14%, cotton nearly 29%, wheat's dropping as well.
So the nation's crop farmers are trying to manage falling crop prices, shrinking profit margins, or in some cases no profits at all. This has been the trend since 2022. So when is this going to turn around?
And it's a tough question. I mean, it's a natural question, but it's a tough question. And I don't have a good answer.
But we'll take this bad answer anyway from USDA's chief economist, Seth Meyer. He says in years when farm income turns really good,
what happens is you get this confluence of forces which add a shock and give you a short price run until the market resolves itself, right? Whether that's a series of combined supply shocks from weather around the world, or whether it's a war, or whether it's some other event that comes along and knocks us off this path of narrow margins. So I don't know how long it's going to last. But if you look back in time, these narrow margin periods are more common than these than 2022 type years by far.
Meyer says that's why so many producers set aside money during the good times to have when times are not so good. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.